In the mid-1950s, cartoonist Charles Schulz engaged in a little bit of cultural fantasy. For a while, his character Schroeder, the piano player, had an ongoing argument with Charlie Brown. It was a battle of images and loyalties. A bust of the composer on Schroeder's piano and Charlie Brown running around with a coonskin cap, each boy making an argument for his hero. Those images have been banging around in the head of poet John Dressel for a long time. And today, on Beethoven's birthday, we present the poem that resulted.
Beethoven at the Alamo. In the ongoing, because essential, argument as to who was the greater man, Beethoven or Davy Crockett, one must consider it. Suppose he hadn't died. Suppose it's 9 years on. There he is, in his study in Vienna, working on an even later string quartet, when poof, it's the Alamo, splattering adobe, piano splinters flying, Crockett and the buckskin men hell-bent for doom around him, out of lead, slashing with bowie knives, flailing with long guns, dark soldados everywhere, upending his piano, putting his score to the bayonet. Gott im Himmel! Wellington's victory was never like this. The northern force is not sufficient here. The last man in buckskin goes down, kaput. Only an ersatz gringo stands. The conscript campesinos pause. Santa Anna comes. What will he make of the huge-browed extranjero with the wild hair, the dude clothes, deaf as brass, oblivious to command, babbling in a guttural tongue not of the Yankee, shaking his fist at fire and ruin, or is it at the alien plain beyond? No importa. Leave him. There is blood that matters to be let at Goliad, and a rendezvous with vengeance at the stream of San Jacinto. Leave him. He is not yet part of what has happened here. Leave him to smoke and rubble, the stench of death, the vulture, the coyote, and the coming night. Leave him to this famous, empty place. Leave him to the vastness of the Texas dark. Let him stop it, take its measure, interdict it as he can. Let him make its great black ranges move and sound his cold, lone star.
Beethoven at the Alamo, read by poet John Dressel. He lives in St. Louis, where he owns a tavern. He came to us by way of member station KWMU. Ludwig van Beethoven was born 226 years ago today.